and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and this is everyone else. Let's take it around the horn.
Rich playing Theo.
Howard playing Toluga.
Ryan playing everyone else.
Who loves gambling?
That, you can definitely tell we haven't played like in a month because the energy coming into this episode was just straight stupid.
Yep.
We're like, we're just going to be idiots for an hour and a half.
I'm not going to lie. When Stagley put up 200 gold against the 2 gold, I got actually excited.
I saw your eyes light up at a new mark.
Oh, yeah.
That was so funny. Yeah, I could not believe that episode was so dumb.
You're telling me.
Listen, I'm going to be put all cards on the table. My big plan was to 100% use Nancine as a way to betray you guys. But you just got me in a room and just fucking forced. I'm like, fuck, this might be a good guy. Like, you really,
really boxed her
you
in.
You really boxed her in. I had all these plans. I'm like, I'm going to send a Raven to Windmere. I was going to get it's going to get the storm callers on the you're here. It's going to cause all these problems. And I was like, maybe for once, you guys just being good dudes actually works out. You know what I mean? Maybe you show up to a place actually that just there to help. And it works out that if you guys are doing the job, you're being heroes. So, yeah, that was perfect. So funny. I love these stupid triplets.
I love them. I'm going to win Joe Lieb over.
I know.
After almost killing the pastor, I don't think so.
No, we're respecting her religion.
By giving the pastor a heart attack?
I couldn't possibly have known that was going to happen.
Everyone else pastors are old and frail.
But you run into a church screaming sanctuary. That's the whole thing.
But technically, aren't you the pastor of our church? So yeah, you're not
I'm the Pope.
Yeah, so but you're above pastor.
What sermon am I getting? Oh
my God. I don't know. What
you
about
give
guns?
The sermon. That's the one that passes down to the pastors to be told amongst the people.
Yeah. Eventually, there will be like.
The Pope is literally the direct line to God. That's why you're the Pope.
Because we're best.
Also, suck it, Catholics. I hate getting up and having to sit down 100 times during your dumb services. You know how many funerals I've been to where I'm like, I wish you were alive just so I wouldn't have to keep doing this. Why is there this stupid little fucking, what is this little shelf down here? I don't understand this whole process. Yeah, that was just me dunking on those kind of, I mean, I went
the
to
smoke,
school.
The smoke. Chain yeah. was a nice touch.
Yeah, just really, let's just make it so that you can't breathe and your knees hurt. Like, what, no wonder people have trouble going to church nowadays. Yeah, I like the idea that, like, the All-Father Dwarven Church is just, like, very old and stuffy compared to, like,
the Krizik's flashier
fun.
New
church. Yeah.
The mega church.
Yeah. That, I mean, that's kind of what Krizik is. It's like big mega church vibes, kind
but
of.
They only go twice a year?
They have 2 big events. I think it was like, they have like a summer and a
Christmas.
Winter Krizik festival, basically. Christmas? Oh, man. I'm writing down Christmas. Oh, God. Christmas would be so annoying. I would hate. We're doing a Christmas one shot.
It's just us having to buy each other gifts.
You guys have to sabotage Krizik while he's trying to give presents to everyone.
The Grinch who stole Christmas.
The Grinch who stole Christmas. It's you guys ruining Christmas.
I call the sled.
Hey, listeners, check back on December 25th. I'm writing that the minute I get home. Oh, man. Oh, instead of Whoville, it's Gooville.
It writes itself.
Yeah, I was not expecting to do an hour and a half of you guys just goofing off with the Dwarven Council.
I thought
but
we were going to leave. And then I said, we got to go to church.
You're welcome. Now we have advantage at some point.
Yeah, you might need it too. The next chunk's going to be a lot of combat. So,
look at you boys go. Making allies. You got an animated shield now, so I'm happy.
Yeah. So the shields are going to be tight. You guys need a little bit of defense bump, kind of. What do you got for your AC over there now?
I'm on a 17 now.
Nice, respectable. That's what you want
right?
for a...
Yeah.
Yeah. You're 18 now with a... Yeah.
I'm at 18.
Yeah, we kind of realized, me and Rich had talked like wicked early in the campaign of like, how am I going to dual wield and then not just be super easy to wail on? And animated shield, I just thought it fit really cool with the aesthetic we'd already kind of set up of your shield kind of fanning out.
Right.
So yeah, now I can just like whip around and block stuff.
Love
pretty
it.
Tight.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that's your first... that's the first like purple item besides the Tome of Understanding we've kind of dropped in here, but... Well, you guys are getting up there. the staff of the woodlands. I gave out because I was like, oh, a cool wood staff. I won't read all of this. And we've realized it's going to be very powerful. I'm excited to see what Toluca does with this stupid thing.
Well, I didn't get my chance to awaken my spot.
That is true. It does have the ability to awaken. So we'll see when that happens, how you guys want to do it.
I got a question.
But, yeah.
We're 4 days out of the Underdark now?
Something like that. Yeah, you guys have been in the Arc 3 for a little bit now.
Has Cosmo made it anywhere?
Sure. Let's do a Cosmo check, actually.
Just ring up Eric right now.
Yeah, get him on speaker. Here, I'll do, because I have his character sheet in here somewhere. I'll do like a performance check for Cosmo. We'll see how he's been doing on the road. I'm assuming he's at some kind of like drow dive bar.
Yeah.
Just kind of a... All right, so I'm going to do a performance check. Let's do it this way. Under a 5, like a nat 1, you get no followers. 5 to 10, you'll get like 5 followers. 10 to 15, we'll do 20. 15 to 20.
15 to
19. 15 to 19. Well, like he gets to add a lot to this roll. So we'll see. So yeah, 15 to 20, we'll do 50. And if he gets above a 25, it's 100 new followers.
Damn. Do that.
So with Cosmo, he might be able to pull it off. We'll try it.
What if he gets a nat 20?
200. He gets a nat 20.
200.
I will let you roll a d6, and it'll be that times 100.
Oh.
We'll see. So let's see what little Cosmo gets on his performance. Nat 20.
Can Schlebnor give him the help?
That's a 28. So
100 you guys new followers.
Go ahead and add 100 more followers.
So we picked up 102 people this round.
Somewhere in the Underdark, Cosmo is having a wild, crazy mosh pit of drow and like.
Well, Schlebnor works the merch table.
Schlebnor is just hawking t-shirts into the crowd.
We're at 644.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's creeping closer to 1,000, which I don't like. And then let's can I get
Gort?
We'll leave Gort for a little bit. I don't want it to be that we constantly check in on Gort, but I will say let's check on how much money you guys have gotten from the tacos.
Yeah.
So if you wouldn't mind Toluca, since you're kind of running the taqueria aspect of this business, go ahead and roll a D100 for me. It is really funny how the 66. After 66 gold. Yeah, things are doing well down there. Crud's Taqueria is like the hit of
it's fresh, it's new.
It's fun.
It's got less staples.
Yeah, or for people that want them,
order off the secret menu.
Yeah, right.
It is really, I think we were talking to like Roger about like the other day about how like the after show has just turned into the bookkeeping of all the nonsense you guys have going on.
The people need to know.
They do, you know. I'm sure there's someone at home that's like really tracking all of this, maybe.
Possibly.
I don't know. I'm not, but you know, you guys are crushing it. I feel like Arc 3 has been really fun because it hasn't been super combat heavy just yet, but you guys have just been going on like such wacky NPC roleplay adventures that it's been really fun letting you guys loose and like just kind of a more, it's like there isn't as much stress right now, at least. I mean, I obviously just wailed on the whole city with plant monsters, but you know.
So yeah, there was a...
It's getting there, but you guys have actually had a little time to like hang out without it being a constant thing. You guys are getting juiced up. Zoshin's potions and ocean lotions I came up with on the car ride here. Couldn't figure out a voice. It shifted quite a few times during that scene. I kept having to catch myself in my head. I was like,
it's all right.
What was it? Vaguely Middle Eastern? I couldn't like remember where I was going with it.
You should have made it surfer voice.
See, I was going to, but Shred's Threads had a surfer voice. I didn't want to double down.
Yeah. Shred.
This is, you know, weirdly enough, this has been the hardest arc to keep accents straight. Because once you start doing Scottish and I'm bouncing between doing it a bunch, I can't switch back as easily. Reggie is so hard to get now.
I know.
I've almost, like, I've screwed it up once or twice, but every time in my head I have to go, crazy guys. it gets me back in the vocal that I need for
code
it.
Word.
Yeah, I know. If you listen back in that one, I call you guys crazy guys once or twice with Reggie in this episode. It's just me finding the accent again.
I'm like, Toluga, you crazy guy. Oh, you're crazy. Woo.
Like, it's the only way I can find it sometimes. It's been tough. I've been workshopping some new voices for when we get to some new areas, but I don't know. I've got a couple in the chamber.
Hey,
yeah.
That's good.
I just kept going, Peter. The car myself yesterday.
You're doing Patrick Warburton?
Yeah, exactly.
David Peter. Putty?
I think, because I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to put that voice yet, but he will show up at some point. That's going to be one. Toluga. Great. Love it.
Love this guy already.
Beautiful.
Haven't even met him yet, and I want him.
Yeah, we also got a little bit of a little plot hook here in this one. There is another Kuatoa village in islands in the North Sea.
If we convert all those ones?
And they're deep sea, which means they're definitely Mean Gene's ancestors.
So, yeah, I was thinking of it like, obviously having regular followers is great, but Kuatoa followers are like, that's like real god magic.
They're plus 10.
They're like real juiced. So, I mean, you guys have all of the Kuatoa of Tide of Gold and the Underdark, but wouldn't hurt at one point really, you know, get an injection of more Kuatoa in there. We'll see.
Kuatoa stimulus.
Kuatoa magic, baby.
It's going to be kind of tough getting there. You'd have to kind of like get through the Great Valley and then into the North Coast.
Yeah, but, what else are we doing?
Yeah, right. You got all the time in the world. We got 100 episodes to play with.
You know what?
What?
We got to bring up with someone, one of these Krizzics, a sympathetic Krizzic, eventually. They lean on this fucking, if the storm's not going, their fucking machines are coming back. Like, it's been 700 years. Wouldn't they all have been rusted and destroyed at this point?
Who knows?
I mean, the ones in the Ark thing weren't.
They weren't being attacked by a vicious storm nonstop.
Yeah, they were in mud.
Well, no, weren't they trapped in the...
They were inside the Ark that was under the mud, so they were sealed.
Nicely. Yeah, they were sealed in there, I think. Because I think they only came out when...
The mud receded.
The mud receded, but the hole was blown open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could be wrong.
Yeah,
it was the scouts.
Yeah, Greg Garnis blew open the side of it, and that's what kind of let them out.
Yeah.
But
they
were
sealed for freshness.
Yeah, they're actually kind of like interesting, like a little anomaly in the world, where it's like, that was one place where... everyone just kind of forgot that was there. At some point, we will go into the history of where that Ark came from and all that, but...
When it was under mud.
Yeah, like...
Until the dry came.
Mm-hmm.
The bringer of the dry.
Yep.
Well, he's dead, so...
Yeah. My big sponge, who is going to be a scary ghost.
Scrub Maddie.
I can't have nice things. Yeah, this was a fun one though. I've been really liking that like Arc 3 has a couple of like big roleplay episodes. Because
fun.
You guys are all just,
I just like being
locked
goofy.
In now.
Yeah, it's just a good time. So
getting the
I need to be goofy.
That gambling was so funny.
For you.
I was dying.
My son was going down a slippery slope.
Payday loan scam.
What if you're on the receiving end?
I would have lost 2 gold.
And then owed.
No, I loaned him the money.
Yeah, but what if he came up with the payday loan?
I wouldn't have fallen for it. That's my scam.
What's your intelligence?
Very low.
An 8?
Yeah, you would have fallen.
Probably.
Well, luckily, so is...
It's the morning. I would have used my luck point.
We didn't get it until after trip.
No, that's
inspiration. We have luck points.
Luck. Oh, we have one.
Yeah, we have Bleebly's luck.
Yep.
The light of Bleebly shines on me in my gambling addiction.
It's so funny to me, like how stressed Toluga is compared to everyone else. You know what I mean? Like Toluga's like really like all the burden of like, I have to keep this religion going. I have to be a good father. I have to fight a war against like all this stuff. And like in the other room, Bleeby's just like, you can see Theo's just like spinning a gun cool while Glebnor is just hatching schemes.
I'm about to have a mental breakdown. Yeah.
I'm going to have to send him off to fucking Rancho Relaxo.
No, it's like you kind of like, you like almost not forced, but you like push Theo into this weird spotlight and he's taking it seriously in the sense of like, you know, in combat, he's really intense. But during the like religion aspects, I always see Theo just kind of checking out on it. Like,
yep.
Yeah, whatever. I'm the god. Yeah. But like,
how's it being going? It's pretty good.
He's so humble about it.
He's a humble god.
He's a man of the people.
Yeah.
God of the people.
Yeah,
he's the Bleeble.
Yeah.
He was thrust into it because he thought, oh, I'm just helping my friend. And then it became something else. And now he's like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. You guys really do let Toluga like really run the
plan. It started with Toluga being like, hey, I need to borrow your image for a minute.
Yeah. I need to borrow your body. Okay.
Yeah. You told him like, just stand on the stage and I'll figure out the rest. And here we are.
The old bait and switch.
Yep. Knee deep in a holy war. Just,
Hey, it probably would have been over if Krizik didn't decide to just destroy our town.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Theoretically, we were coming back with Theo.
With the wet. And we were just going to let it end there.
The campaign was over.
Yeah. We've been a real tight 10 episodes. You know, nice and smooth.
The citizens of Tidacol lived happily ever after.
Yep. Yeah. Nothing interesting ever happened
again. Gamby Green was finally moisturized.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That.
But you had to kill everyone and blow up the ass.
Welcome to the hero's journey, all right?
You blew up my ass.
Again, context is everything. I should have given it a fancier name, but I think the first, I called it like the mechanical ass the second I described it.
Yeah.
That just stuck.
Well, that's on you.
I mean, it's made for a really great recurring bit.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm fine with that.
Love saying I love it in here.
Loved.
Sorry, loved it. In the end,
that sounds so sad. It sounds like sad. You had like it's like a sad tale of a man's blown out asshole.
Why do you think Tuga does?
I
so
used
many
to
squats?
Love it in the ass.
Tuga's caked up because he misses living in the ass.
I know we're gonna have to chisel on squats onto the tablets.
Yep.
Oh, that's true.
Respect the sidebar. Dap it up. Squat.
Yeah, you guys also
ponytails.
Never skip leg day.
Oh yeah, ponytails.
Oh man, I have something really, really stupid, and I don't know where to put it. But I'm tinkering with something, and I'm flirting with maybe dropping it today. We'll see how far we get. But I just have so many. Like, you guys have given me so much stupid ammunition, and I just want to fire my gun of stupid at everyone. But yeah,
why not?
On that note, we got to keep it moving, people. Thank you, as always, for listening. Make sure you're rating, reviewing, subscribing. And also, I want to say welcome to our new social media person. If you've noticed there's more stuff going on, that's because we got someone to do it for us.
Thank you, Samantha.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, she's the only reason we have any
a wonderful
social media
listener
presence.
Fan who is now giving back to the Church of Bleebly.
That's right. That's right. Paid forward.
We thank you for your service. And as always, keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.